Hello, and welcome to Epic People, a global community of researchers, creators, and innovators doing ethnography for impact in businesses and organizations. In this podcast series, we are focusing on reflections as we celebrate 20 years of ethnographic praxis, and as a lead up to our 20th conference in LA this August, we're looking back on our past themes, from sociality in 2005 to friction in 2023. Our conference themes from the past two decades have not lost relevance, but may well have evolved, shifted, and taken on new meanings. Epic People examines those shifts, featuring longtime and newer members of this vibrant and global community. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Rita Denny, reflecting on Epic 2017. Describe the theme and why we chose it. Epic 2017 took place in Montreal. A material fact for the theme choice, which was perspectives. At its core, perspectives was grounded by the idea that positionality, that is, where we are located in time or in space or in disciplinarity, provides sight lines for our practices. These vantage points both inform and constrain. Montreal was a particularly good place for examining the impact of perspectives. It was a case in point for illustrating positionality. Quebec province, for example, is seen to be distinct from the rest of Canada, that is, it's very French, but within Quebec province, Montreal is seen as very English. Montreal is overwhelmingly hybrid in language practices, and depending on where you're standing, is French, English, or both, and historically, a bit of something else as well. So in 2017, we wanted to recognize the increasingly diverse community that was Epic. In industry representation, in public and private interests, in disciplinarity, in goals, and professional practices. Epic 2017 sought to harness these multiple perspectives as a resource for advancing ethnographic value in organizations. It urged us to consider other sight lines in the construction of our own practices. What might come from acknowledging our footfalls, for example, or shifting positions, or finding muses elsewhere, or forming hybridities, or in fact, subverting norms. And as in any Epic conference, we wanted everyone to gain an appreciation for the work being done in the Epic community, to be inspired. That means to reach further, to think more thickly, or to have fun, to feel like a community, and to feel and be local. In this case, to feel one's position in a place, in this case, Montreal. Question number two. What were the one or two memorable presentations or discussions at that year's conference? Without a doubt, the keynotes, which made the idea of positionality concrete. In particular, Dana Sherwood, an artist based in New York, talked about her culinary inventions and artistic interventions in nature to highlight the interplay between nature and human consumption. Indeed, how nature is designed through human consumption. In one project, she created these sumptuous Rococo food concoctions, setting a table in the woods, and then filmed the engagement with nocturnal wildlife. The audience was a bit uncomfortable, and she was unflinching. Also memorable, anthropologist Carolyn Rouse's talk. She talked about the inequality of value. It's not that we don't have enough jobs, she said, but that we don't value jobs equitably. There is a lot of free labor. She argued for a shift from an economy of things to an economy of care. Talks like hers encouraged us to enlarge our vantage point and to tackle systems of production, not merely the product that's assigned. How would you interpret your theme differently or update it for today's industry? I wouldn't change anything. That was an easy answer. What kind of conversations or topics are you hoping to come up with this year's themes? Without doubt, generation. How can we exert influence and have impact? Our work cannot be insular. It has to be generative. I am looking forward to conversations about creative partnerships with communities that we work with, whether inside or outside of our organizations. What can we put into motion? To have impact, we will have to harness the power of vantage points, to see opportunity, to make something concrete, to create meaningful value. What's the one thing you think researchers and ethnographers should be doing right now?
I think that researchers and ethnographers should be changing and contesting normative frames of reference by which we conceive of our work, for example, or the nature of productivity, or the nature of problems, or what counts as solutions. We have to take on these larger frames, otherwise we will have limited impact. How has EPIC in general, and attending the conference in particular, contributed to your professional development? EPIC conferences renew the spirit and are a muse for change. I have benefited enormously from the interplay between people and ideas. We are smarter through collaboration. EPIC, as an organization, or as a conference, as a community, is good to think with. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. As everything with EPIC, this series could not have been done without an amazing effort from volunteers and a small but mighty EPIC team. Thanks go to the EPIC People Reflections podcast team, Dustin Cascaden, Elizabeth Haywood, Evan Hanover, Marta Kachurian-Zapan, and Martha Cotton. To learn more about EPIC, attend the conference in LA from August 18th to the 21st, and to learn about other ways to be involved in our community, please go to 2024.epicpeople.org. Thanks.